Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for true healing. So we place our hand on our heart, and we take that holy breath of love and gratitude, and we invoke the higher Holy Spirit self into our awareness, and we're grateful. Yes, we are. We're grateful and thankful to accept our healing. We're grateful and thankful to allow our healing. We're grateful and thankful that our healing is happening right now. In this very moment, we invoke the higher Holy Spirit self into our awareness, and we invoke divine grace into every activity of our life, and we're going for it. We're having a holy healing. Oh, yes. A true healing, a lasting healing, a permanent healing. We're making ourselves available for it. Taking this holy breath and lifting ourselves in gratitude, lifting ourselves into the high vibration of gratitude. We are claiming the years the locusts have eaten. Yes, we are. And we are grateful and thankful to place on the holy altar fire of divine love any sense of lack or limitation that we have, any sense of hopelessness. We surrender and we open to true healing. Beyond hope, there is love, there is knowing, there is truth, and we are accepting that. We're anchoring ourselves in that power, in that presence of divine love, and we are grateful to accept our healing right now. We're accepting the healing in every aspect of our life. We're accepting the healing fully and completely, raising ourselves into the high vibration of gratitude and multiplying the good, placing on the holy altar fire of divine love any sense of regret, any sense of resentment, any sense of confusion, depression, and despair. We open ourselves to know the joy that is our true identity, to know the truth that sets us free. We are willing and we are grateful, and we are willing and we are grateful, and we are willing and we are grateful. Yes, we are so grateful, so willing to accept our healing right now and share the many, many benefits with everyone, because we are one with them. We are resolved to stick to the path of love. We are resolved to have compassion for ourselves when we fall down. We are resolved to have compassion for our brothers and sisters. This is our holy way, and we are grateful to walk it this day. In grace and gratitude, we let it be, and so it is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. So I'm still in Hawaii, as you can hear. I've got quite a number of days left here, and it's noisy. And I think they get noisier when I pray. They join in. Oh, it's funny. So today, very exciting day, Living A Course in Miracles, week 5, healing, hurt, and anger. I think this is going to be my favorite week, so I'm inviting you to tune in and join us, David Fishman and myself, so excited about that. And then the homework class, Friday at 4 a.m. Hawaii time, that's going to be fun. So please enjoy your day of true healing, and keep that healing momentum going throughout every moment of your life, sharing the benefits with everyone. I'm so grateful for our prayer partnership. I bless you, you bless me, and we are blessing the whole world. So yummy. Have a great day.